This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now let's get into the show. After this segment of the NFL whip around, we are going to be giving away tickets to tomorrow's Aztec game against Wyoming. Game will kick off at 4:00. If you're interested in getting tickets, go to GoAztecs.com. After this segment, we will ask a trivia question going into break. You're the first one to call in and answer it correctly. You will win Aztec tickets. We got that. Everybody set, ready to go.
Next segment. During this upcoming break,
correct.
Don't call in now because you don't know what the question is.
Anyway, the biggest fan contest returns on Monday. That's this Monday, November 3rd. Our grand prize is a night in the Odyssey suite with 20 tickets for you and your friends to watch a future Padres game with the whole fan staff. Register your name at 97thefansd.com/biggestfan. And listen when we announce names each day at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5:30 for your chance to qualify. Do you want experience? If you want to know what the experience is like with that, just ask Rod. He was our biggest fan last year, the reigning biggest fan. He says he's given up his title, letting somebody else win it this year. Enter the contest, amigos, he says. And I agree, Rod. Rod's a full, perfect example. Something that was able to win. So anyway, that is that. It's time to talk some NFL football. Let's talk football. Let's talk football.
All right. Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Let's talk some football. How about that? Last night, between the Baltimore Ravens and Miami Dolphins, Ravens taking a 28-6 win over the Dolphins. Again, as we mentioned earlier, the Dolphins and their general manager deciding to part ways earlier today, and Mike McDaniel pretty much has a stay of execution until the end of the season.
Yeah, last night's game was just the epitome of the Dolphins are so bad. But again, I told you, the Ravens are going to start climbing back into this thing because they got Lamar back, which means they can use Derrick Henry to his full potential. And they're going to play better than they did the last couple of the weeks, and they have a very favorable schedule. Don't count out the Ravens yet in the playoffs. Exactly. Miami going in the direct opposite direction. They're not good.
No, they are not, unfortunately. First of the games on Sunday, the 4-3 Chicago Bears taking on the 3-5 Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. Bears favored by 2.5.
Bengals is coming off a loss to the Jets. The Bengals are bad. So the Bears, I don't know. The Bears are like struggling right now. They're okay. I thought the Bears would be This is the year the Bears are supposed to be like a little bit better. I'm going to take Chicago on the road.
Bears running back DeAndre Swift will record at least 100 rushing yards for the third time in the last four games.
If they win, it's kind of because of DeAndre Swift.
There you go. The 3-4 Minnesota Vikings taking on the 5-2 Detroit Lions. Lions favored by 9.5 in the friendly confines of Ford Field.
The friendly confines of Ford Field, he says. I like Detroit in this one. Minnesota's looked really bad. They're not going to... I mean, they have J.J. McCarthy back, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to watch Aiden Hutchinson face off against J.J. McCarthy. Hutchinson described it as being exciting because of their strong relationship. Hutchinson and McCarthy played at Michigan in 2021. They won a Big Ten championship game and dreamed of reaching this point in their careers. Now they will compete for the first time in the NFL. Quote, I think I texted him when he got drafted, telling him I'll roll off a little bit on the end and try not to, you know, Hutchinson said, smiling, but it's going to be fun. Both lost to TCU, of course. Vikings are the only NFL team with multiple sacks in every game this season. Take that for what it's worth. Minnesota 14-7 against the spread on the road since 2023. All four Vikings road games this season have gone over the total. That's your betting nugget of the game. I like Detroit. I think they cover the 9.5 against Minnesota in this one.
Aiden Hutchinson also coming off of that new contract extension that he got earlier this week as well. Lions quarterback Jared Goff will record a QBR under 50.
Sell that.
Yeah, I agree with that. The 4-4 Carolina Panthers taking on the 5-1-1 Green Bay Packers. 13.5-point favorites are the Pack going into this.
That's game. A large spread.
Yes, it is.
Bryce Young's back, apparently. He appears to be headed back to the starting lineup after missing this past Sunday's game because of a high ankle sprain. Things could look a little different for the offense, though. According to ESPN.com, Dave Canales, the coach, strongly suggested he will give Rico Daddle a heavier workload and ditch the alternating series with Chuba Hubbard, calling what Daddle has done as excellent. So expect more Rico Daddle on Sunday against the Packers. Jordan Love was on the hottest streak of his career this past Sunday when he completed 20 straight passes. I knew it was going well, Matt LaFleur said, but I guess in the moment I didn't realize it was going that well. Love's start to the season, 13 touchdowns, 2 picks, and a 70.9% completion rate, reminiscent of his 8-game stretch to finish the 2023 season. Stat to know, the Packers have only 4 takeaways this season, which is tied with the Ravens for second fewest in the NFL. That being said, they beat Carolina. I think Carolina makes it closer than 13.5, though.
Yeah, I would absolutely believe that. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson will record another 85-plus yard game.
I will buy that. Panthers are also 12-4 against the spread in their past 16 games as underdogs.
The 3-5 San Francisco 49ers taking on the New York Giants at 2-6 at MetLife. Giants dogs by 2.5 at home.
I don't know what to make of the Giants. They're a team that loses to, like, the Saints. They're a team that beats a team as good as the Chargers. They don't have Cam Scatabo now.
Niners came off of a surprising loss last week,
Yeah, Texans
too.
Beat their ass. Tyrone Tracy Jr., he had a good fantasy year last year. I mean, this is might be his time to shine a little bit. I like the Niners on the road. I'll take them minus 2.5.
David Vu, I'm sorry I'm dyslexic. That's not my fault. Giants wide receiver Wandell Robinson will record 7 or more receptions.
I got him in fantasy. I need him to do that, so yes.
There you go.
We're gonna put positive energy into the world here.
The 5-3, David, Los Angeles Chargers taking on the 1-7 Tennessee Titans. Titans 9.5-point dogs at home.
Chargers by 10. The Titans are so bad. They're so bad.
Chargers defensive end, insert Samoan name here, will record 2-plus sacks.
Sure. Somewhat of a revenge game for the Chargers, apparently. 7 players spent time in Tennessee. That group includes Tyre Tart, Elijah Molden, Bud Dupree, and Molden was traded for the 7th-round pick after training camp last season, said he doesn't have added motivation playing the Titans. Quote, the move was great for me, so it's almost like, thank you, he said, laughing. Yeah, playing in Tennessee right now would suck. They're so bad. They have set their franchise back 10 years. Eddie George said about the owner of the Titans, I totally agree. I know they got Cam Ward, but at this point in time, all the decisions the Titans have made that franchise catastrophically bad. Stat to know for this game, the Titans are seeking to avoid losing four straight games by double digits for the first time since the franchise relocated to Tennessee ahead of the 1997 season. That ain't going to happen. They're losing by double digits again on Sunday. And if they don't, that's a catastrophic failure by the Chargers.
For anyone who is taking betting advice, which would be a very, very poor thing to do with Dip and Bleep over here running the show, who is that insert Samoan name here for the Chargers?
Tuli.
That's fine. I'm not going to make
Puilutu?
Yeah, I'm not going to make you say that then.
Titans are 1-6 against the spread in their past seven games.
3-4 Atlanta Falcons taking on the 6-2 New England Patriots. I can't make a joke.
The Pats, baby.
Yeah, Patriots are favored by 5.5. I was gonna make a 28-3 joke, but I couldn't bring myself to do it.
App's not listening. He's in Atlanta right now.
What a terrible weekend
for him to be in Atlanta to rewatch this matchup.
That did not even cross my mind.
I got the Patriots in this game. They're playing good football. Drake May's playing great football. Patriots are firing all cylinders. 6-2. Falcons are trending in the wrong direction. And the only way the Falcons have a chance of winning this game is if they can just have Bijan Robinson have a hell of a day. But I just don't think it's going to happen. I think the Patriots cruise to a victory. They cover the 5.5.
Patriots quarterback Drake May will lead the league in QBR this week.
Buy it. Against that Falcons team, absolutely. Betting nugget, Falcons are 6-14 against the spread in their past 20 games as underdog. Give me the Patriots.
Nate, it would be kind of hard. It would be impressive if he went to that game because it's in New England.
It is in New England.
The 7-1 Indianapolis Colts taking on the 4-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers, 3.5-point dogs at home.
I'll take Indianapolis.
You're finally believing.
Well, the Steelers are not good.
Okay.
I totally believe in the here's the deal. Like, the Colts offensive line is nasty. The whole time I'm like, how is Daniel Jones? I'm like, "Oh, I know why. His offensive line's badass." Yeah, the Colts have the best offensive line in the NFL, so, at least from what I've seen. I don't know what the metrics are. Yeah, Colts are going to destroy the Steelers. Steelers are trash.
So this is what it's like to have somebody block for you.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I have time to throw. This is great. I have a running game with Jonathan Taylor. And he gets like untouched.
Steelers running back Riley Moss will record Steelers running back Jaylen Warren will record under 4 yards per carry in this game.
Yes. I'll buy that. He'll get shut down and then they're going to give it to Kenneth Gainwell instead, and he's going to save my fantasy team.
The 6-2 Denver Broncos taking on the 3-4 Houston Texans. Texans are actually favored in this game by 1.5.
It's in Houston?
Yes.
I'll take the Texans in this one. They're playing a lot better than they were at the beginning of the season. I'll take the Texans.
Broncos cornerback Riley Moss will record a 12% target rate or lower. I hate nerds.
They're just not going to throw it to his side. I'll buy that.
4-3 Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the 2-5 Vegas Raiders at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. 2.5-point dogs at home are the Raiders.
I'll take Jacksonville. Raiders are not good.
Jaguars cornerback Greg Newsom II will allow a touchdown in coverage.
Yes.
Cool.
I'll buy it.
The 1-7 New Orleans Saints in Los Angeles taking on the Rams, who are 5-2. You want to talk about a big spread?
14.5.
Try 14.5.
The Saints are so bad. They're the worst team in the NFL. I think the Jets would beat the Saints right now. I don't think the Jets are the worst team anymore after they beat the Bengals. The Saints are the worst team in the NFL. And it's by far.
It's hard to lose on a bye week.
It is hard to lose on a bye week. Saints are 2-6 against the spread this season, tied for the worst record in the NFL. I will take the Rams to cover the 14.5 if the Saints are the worst team. 2-6 against the spread in the last 8 games? Yeah.
Rams cornerback Darius Williams will have a pick.
Yeah. Have you seen Spencer Rattler throw the ball?
Spencer Rattler is not starting. They have gone to
Tyler Shough
for the entire season.
Yeah. He throws picks too. He also is not very good. Yeah, he was out of camp, not good enough to beat out Spencer Rattler, and they've given Spencer Rattler 8 weeks to figure it out.
Yep. The 5-3 Kansas City Chiefs versus the 5-2 Buffalo Bills. I'm surprised that Buffalo is the dog in this game. 2.5 points.
This is the 10th matchup between Mahomes and Allen,
Emily,
including the playoffs.
Emily Martin's in the chat asked us to be
nice. Be nice to her Chiefs? What do we have to be nice to the Chiefs for? Since 1950, no quarterbacks under 30 have faced off more from different divisions than Mahomes and Allen. Part 10. Allen is 4-1 outright and against the spread against Mahomes in the regular season, including four straight wins and covers. I'll take the Bills at home.
Yeah,
it's not a playoff game, so of course they're going to win.
The Bills will record multiple 30-plus yard gains on crossing routes. I hate
we are
nerds.
Yeah, sure, I guess. What's the they run crossing routes 13% of the time, second most in the NFL, while the Chiefs, despite having a good pass defense, has allowed 0.77 EPA per play against targeted cross routes. That is a dumb prediction.
I hate nerds
so
much.
Yeah, that's way too nerdy.
5-2 Seattle Seahawks versus the 3-5 Washington Commanders. Commanders, once again, home dogs, 2.5 points.
They've been a massive disappointment.
Yes. Again, a lot of it has to do with injuries, though.
The Seahawks aren't sure which Commanders quarterback they'll face on Sunday, either Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota, which makes it a little bit different for planning purposes. But Seattle's better than Washington. Washington's been awful all year. A massive disappointment. I'm taking Seattle.
Commanders linebacker Bobby Wagner will lead the league in combined tackles.
I'll buy that.
And the Monday night game, which we're going to get to now because we always discuss something over it.
How about this for a nerdy stat? Commanders are 11-26-1 against the spread in primetime games since 2013. What do I do with that information? What do I do with that information?
You pick
since 2013? Like,
you pick between the 2-5 Arizona Cardinals and the 3-4-1 Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Dallas is favored by 2.5. That is what you do with that information.
ESPN put that game on Monday Night Football at the beginning of the season and thought it was going to be a good matchup.
Yeah.
You know what? YouTube TV, you're not missing out on much when it comes to the NFL.
Praise be the YouTube TV.
Yeah. I'll take the Cowboys at home. Cowboys are better at home.
Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray, if he plays, will record his highest air yards per attempt game this
year.
I'll
buy that.
His previous high was 7.
I'll buy that because the Cowboys' defense is non-existent. It's like Swiss cheese. It stinks and there's holes in it.
So there is our Week 9 NFL whip around.
I'm going to go back to that 11-26-1 against the spread in primetime games since 2013. How many players have on this team in Washington were on teams in 2013, 14, 15, 16? Most of those kids were in college or high school that are on the Commanders right now.
I need the Homer Simpson nerd drop for this segment.
You also need the Denver Broncos one. So every time we go to the Denver Broncos, it's Homer going, "The Denver Broncos!"
I also need the SNL, the Bears.
You need that one too. You need the Let's Talk Football from Remember the Titans.
Yeah, all right. I got to make a list of things to do this weekend.
Wyoming Cowboys are in town. We'll talk about them and the Aztecs in the next segment. But we want to get to a trivia question about San Diego State football. And we want to talk about whether San Diego State football is, let's see if we can, all right, here it is. San Diego State is looking to win their first Mountain West championship since they beat Wyoming and Josh Allen in this year. When was the last year San Diego State won the Mountain West championship game? 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. If you call in and answer that question correctly with the correct year, you will win tickets to see San Diego State play that Wyoming team. Well, not that Wyoming team, but Wyoming this Saturday at Snapdragon Stadium. Kickoff is at 4 o'clock. If you need tickets, go to GoAztecs.com. What was the last year San Diego State won the Mountain West championship game in football? They beat Wyoming 27-24. Rocky Long was the head coach. First one to call in and tell me the year, you will win tickets to the Aztecs game on Saturday. When we come back, we will talk about the Wyoming Cowboys and the matchup against San Diego State as we continue on the Brayden Soprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
San Diego State trying to, this season, win a Mountain West championship for the first time since 2016, when they beat the Wyoming Cowboys in Laramie, Wyoming. 27-24. They had lost to Wyoming a couple of weeks prior to finish the season 34-33. The Aztecs that season were going to host the Mountain West Championship game, and then they lost back-to-back games to Wyoming and then got blown out by Colorado State 63-31. To go 9-3. Then they played Wyoming in the Mountain West Championship game. They won 27-24. They got paired up with Houston that year in the Las Vegas Bowl and beat Houston 34-10. That was back in 2016. We did have a gentleman call in and be like, I was at the game. It was 2015. Well, they did win a Mountain West Championship game in 2015. They beat Air Force in 2015 at Qualcomm Stadium. That was in 2015. They then went to Hawaii to play in the Hawaii Bowl, and they beat Cincinnati 42-7.
And I'm not going to lie, I argued with you on it because I remembered San Diego State did their 10-year anniversary for the Mountain West Championship. I thought that was the last one, but You were right. It was 2016.
They won in 2016 as well. In 2019, they still won the Mountain West Division, but they lost the tiebreaker to Hawaii, so Hawaii got to go to the Mountain West Championship game. And the last time they were in the Mountain West Championship game was 2021. They got smoked by Utah State, and they hosted that game, but it was at StubHub Center. Whatever that place, Dignity Health Sports Park or something like that. They got blown out. Then they went to the Frisco Bowl and won, beat UTSA. So there you go. They will play Wyoming coming up on Saturday. Let's talk about Wyoming football. 4-4 on the year. Both San Diego State and Wyoming enter this one riding high after rivalry shutouts. San Diego State blanked Fresno State 23-0 to keep the old oil can, while Wyoming hammered Colorado State 28-0 in the border war to reclaim the bronze boot. The bronze boot. Now they meet in San Diego in a game that won't carry the same rivalry emotion, but might carry just as much importance. San Diego State, 6-1, 3-0 in the Mountain West, looking to stay unbeaten in league play, while Wyoming, who's 4-4 and 2-2, is fighting for bowl eligibility down the stretch. San Diego State's already bowl eligible. Jay Sovwell is in his first full season as the head coach after replacing legendary Craig Bohl, who put Wyoming back on the Mountain West map with 6 bowl trips in a decade. Sovwell's a defensive mind, longtime coordinator at Wake Forest in Minnesota, and that identity is already showing. Wyoming was 3-9 last year, so a .500 record in late October already marks some pretty good progress. Offensively, very simple for the Wyoming Cowboys. Physical and old school ball, not exactly explosive. They average 21 points per game, which is 111th in the country, and have struggled badly in the red zone, scoring on just 79% of trips inside the 20, which is 103rd in the FBS. Caden Anderson's a junior. He's their quarterback. He's 146 for 245. He's got 1,634 yards on the season, 11 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Steady, but unspectacular. More of a game manager than a playmaker. At his best when he's paired with a run game and play action. The top playmakers for Wyoming, Chris Durr, who's a junior, has 37 catches as a wideout, 398 yards, 4 touchdowns. He is Anderson's number one target. Michael Fitzgerald's a receiver, graduate player. He's only got 6 catches, but 3 of them went for touchdowns, and he is very popular in the red zone. Samuel Tote Harris, the freshman running back, 76 carries, 430 yards, and a touchdown, emerging as the future of the offense. They also have running backs Sam Scott and Taron Kelman. Scott's got 68 carries for 346 and 2 TDs, and Taron Kelman's got 50 carries for 302 and 4 touchdowns. Wyoming used package plays with backup quarterback Landon Sims in the red zone last week against Colorado State. A lot of design runs, misdirections to shake up a very stagnant attack. Sovel says that they put more stress on defenses with those wrinkles, and it's worked out at least early in the season. Defensively for Wyoming, This is their moneymaker. Sovel's a defensive-minded coach. This is the heartbeat of their team. Their defense is top 35 nationally in scoring, 19.8 points per game allowed, and top 30 against the pass with 183.8 yards per game. The run defense, not as stout, giving up 159 yards per game on the ground, 91st in the country, but they're fundamentally sound and rarely beaten over the top. They do have the little bit of a shutout swagger after last week. 28-0 victory over Colorado State, more than just a rivalry. It validated that defense for Wyoming. Even the reserves held firm in the red zone late to prevent the shutout. A couple of names to look out for on the Wyoming defense. Braden Johnson, spells his name wrong with a Y. 48 tackles, 2 interceptions, emotional leader and tone setter. Evan Eller's got 46 tackles, quick sideline to sideline linebacker. Ben Florentine, nose tackles, got 5 sacks. And he's the anchor up front and disruptor inside. Desmond Hearns, safety, 2 picks, steady presence in coverage. Physical at the point of attack, well-coached in coverage, thrive on third down, and in situational football. It's good, in my opinion, that San Diego State's playing this game at home. I really believe that this is good news that they're playing them at home. Got to be able to establish that running game again. San Diego State's running game, pretty good. Defensively for Wyoming, not a great run defense. Get the ball to Lucky Sutton. Get the ball to Byron Cardwell. Get the ball to Christian Washington. Have them ground and pound on Saturday. And then Denigle's got to make a couple of throws over the top to keep them honest so they don't load the box. And San Diego State should be able to win fairly easily, I think, against Wyoming. They're better than Wyoming across the board. Can't let Wyoming be a little bit of a trap game. They got to go to Hawaii after that and Boise State. It's going to be a tough 3-game stretch in a row as the Aztecs try to get into the Mountain West Championship game. But also, it would be nice for them to host the Mountain West Championship game. We keep saying it on the broadcast. We keep saying it on the show. San Diego State, as we picked at the beginning of the season, I thought they'd win 8 games at the beginning of the season. I said, take the over on wins at 4.5. Take the over. They're going to win all over that. And they did. They surpassed that number. But again, as things progress, and you're going to watch Navy play UNT this weekend, and you're going to watch how the American Athletic Conference plays out, San Diego State, it is in the realm of possibilities that not only is San Diego State in the Mountain West Championship game, not only is San Diego State, could San Diego State potentially host said Mountain West Championship game. If the Aztecs beat Boise State in a couple of weeks here at Snapdragon Stadium, they will host the Mountain West Championship game at Snapdragon Stadium. And there is a possibility, it might be slim, but there's a possibility that the Aztecs could be hosting a Mountain West Championship game against Boise State with the winner going to the college football playoff. With every week that San Diego State wins, that situation gets more and more prominent to becoming reality. It becomes more and more like it's going to happen. So this is another pivotal game. I think the season that the Aztecs are having for football, if they can continue this pace and finish the season 10-2, this is the type of season that San Diego State football is going to help save them in the grand scheme of things of conference realignment. They got to be able to get the football program up to par. We know everything about the basketball program. Basketball for San Diego State is top-notch. It's a top 25 team. It's a top 25 program all the time. The thing that's going to keep San Diego State out of the next round of conference realignment, and if you're San Diego State, like the Pac-12 right now is a good placeholder, but you want to make sure you're putting yourself in a position to make a power conference when they do this again. They're going to do this again. There's going to be there's going to be more TV contracts that expire that need to be renewed, and that's when everybody starts flipping conferences. They need to build off of this football season. This could be the season that really saves that athletic department. That's dramatic. I am a dramatic person, but I'm going to tell you, that's kind of what's at stake this year. That's why this game on Saturday is huge for the Aztecs, and the next one, and every game that's the next game, is the next important game on the schedule. But they should be able to handle Wyoming at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Also this weekend, game 2 of the best of 3 series between San Diego FC and Portland. A win for San Diego FC, they advance to the conference semifinals in the MLS. And to talk more about that, joining us in the next segment, Drake Hills, to give us the full input on what's going on in the MLS Cup playoffs. We will talk to him to finish up the show on a Friday. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We did not get to high school football today. A lot of good games on tonight, just like last night. About 13 or 14 games last night throughout San Diego County. We'll try to recap everything that happened in this weekend and get ready for playoffs next week in high school football here in San Diego. But to finish up our week, every single week, we have Drake Hills on the fan hotline. All guests on 97 Through the Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. This hour on 97 Through the Fan is brought to you by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today, with APRs as low as 0% and tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sales event happening now only at Toyota Poway or online at ToyotaPoway.com in the heart of San Diego. San Diego FC is getting ready to take on Portland for the second time of the best of three series in the Audi 2025 MLS Cup playoffs. And to talk more about tomorrow's matchup between Portland and San Diego, here is Drake Hills. Drake, happy Halloween.
Hey, happy Halloween to you. Happy Friday, and MLS Cup playoffs is in the thick of it. And there's a lot of close matchups. I don't think this is one of them, but I'm happy to talk through it, man.
Let's talk about San Diego and Portland, obviously, to get things started. That's the match that we care about the most. All the games have now, or all the series, if you will, have already gotten underway. A lot of them are spread out over the last handful of days. So game two, San Diego and Portland. What have you seen out of these two teams in the last, really, two meetings leading up to a third, because they ended the regular season against each other and then got to play each other again in the playoffs? What have you seen from San Diego FC against Portland in these matchups?
Well, so far, something that we talked about ahead of game one in this round of one series, best of three between San Diego FC and the Portland Timbers, was the depth. We talked about the insertion of Chucky Lozano, whether or not he was going to play. If he didn't, who was going to step up? If he did, who was going to move out the way? Now, the reality is that Corey Bear did get the start in that nine spot, and so we did not see Chucky Lozano starting for this team. I do think we will see him at some point. Now, whether this series stays at two games and San Diego wins game two, or will this series come back to San Diego for a decisive game three? But the reality is that when you have some MLS all-star caliber players like a Yepes First, Tevershkov, obviously Oni Valakari has played as a false nine before. He was more so part of a midfield three during this game one. We saw a lot of depth with that. And then secondly, Andres Dreyer showing that he deserves to be the 2025 Landon Donovan MLS MVP, you know, getting what you can say as a insurance goal, obviously going up 2-0 early in the first half, going up against this same Portland side at Portland. It's going to be tough, but you did it on decision day, but this is a little bit different. This is MLS Cup playoffs, and this is a team that is very experienced. Felipe Mora, Diego Chara has won an MLS Cup. You have a Kamal Miller who's very experienced. You have a couple of guys, Ariel Lassiter, Eric Miller is very experienced, Christian Paredes. This is a team that has depth in terms of playoff experience as well. So this isn't going to be easy from a competitive standpoint, but I do think, if I'm going to predict this one, San Diego will move on Saturday night, 2-0, moving on, beating the Timbers.
I was about to ask, do you think the series comes back to Snapdragon Stadium? Drake says no. San Diego's going to win 2-0 on his prediction for tomorrow's game at 6:30. Let's talk about the other games in the Western Conference. We'll start with the other game that is going to be playing at the exact same time in the Western Conference. That'll be Dallas and Vancouver. Vancouver leads the series 1-0. That game will be underway at 6:30, as mentioned before. Can Dallas force a game three?
It's going to take some serious work. I thought that Dallas was a team that San Diego would have loved to play in round one. But of course, you know, Dallas is able to get to that seventh seed, and that's why they're going up against Vancouver, further up in the Cascadia region. But listen, I think I'm a little concerned with how that game panned out with Vancouver. You know, you're at home, you're one of the best teams in the West, having one of the better home records in the West. And just looking at how the game set up, I mean, you had 22 shots on goal. I mean, not on goal, 22 shots total, 10 on goal if you're Vancouver, versus an FC Dallas team that basically hunkered down, had no shots whatsoever, yet you were still able to come out with the win. But I just think from an efficiency standpoint, what's it to say that Dallas is going to pull off some sort of a similar tactician battle and try to essentially create some sort of stubborn back line, low block play, where they're just going to focus on the counter and try to get you that way? That's a little bit of a slippery slope if I'm Vancouver. So I'm looking at that matchup as I think Vancouver will still take care of business, but it is a little less of a guarantee for me given how they were able to go up against Dallas at home and, you know, quite frankly, weren't as decisive and clinical offensively.
Talking with Drake Hills, who is a contributing writer for Black Players for Change. He also is a contributing writer to ESPN.com. Covers soccer for us each and every Friday, Soccer 101, here on the Brayden Suprenant Show. Let's talk about the other matchups in the Western Conference. Sunday, it's Austin and LAFC. LAFC going to advance without having to go back to L.A., or are they going to get Spanos cursed and have to play a game three?
Yeah.
You see that tweet earlier this week with the Chargers wishing LAFC the best of luck?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, too, because I do think a lot of the anti-Chargers fandom, they did not like the homage to the LT era wearing the navy with the bolts. But I, for some reason, I don't know who decided this, to put the numbers on the helmets. That was a dumb decision. But anyway, getting back on topic, I think this is an LAFC team. We talked about it going into the playoffs. They kind of didn't end the regular season quite well, just in terms of, you know, their form. They had that five-game advantage because of Club World Cup and a whole bunch of other tournaments that they were playing in over the summer. But, I mean, still, it's kind of a similar fashion as Vancouver. Like, LAFC owned this game offensively. Not only did they own it in terms of creating chances, but even just the overall possession of the ball. So I think that this is going to be probably one of those games, Brayden, where we might see a PK shootout. We might see a 1-1 PK shootout, and may the best five penalty kickers win. And that's going to be the way that LAFC might move on against a Austin FC team that hasn't really been at its best this year, but is certainly very talented in their own right.
Seattle's playing Minnesota for game two. Minnesota leads the series 1-0. How does San Diego match up between those two? Don't want to put the cart before the horse, but that is the pairing that is matched up with San Diego FC should they advance this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a San Diego FC, you want to see Seattle come to town in later in November. I mean, this is a team that San Diego FC has able to fare well against. Obviously going back to July and just absolutely destroying Seattle in the first half, putting a few goals into the back of the net. But going against Minnesota, just taking a look at this round one matchup, I actually watched this one, and the fact that Minnesota was able to take advantage of home field advantage, you know, going back to almost a week ago, you know, earlier this week, 3-2 in penalty kicks. That was a game that Seattle should have won, quite frankly. They played an incredible game on the road. It's unfortunate Danny Mashovsky, the number nine, the central striker for Seattle, had two incredible crosses coming into the box. He was diving in centrally and just couldn't put the ball on frame, couldn't put the ball in the back of the net and convert. And unfortunately, Seattle goes home after revving themselves up, getting ready for a tough game at the Loons. I think that's going to be a game, and that's going to be a series that's going to go to the full three, Brayden. I think this is going to be a rematch, Seattle-Minnesota, back for game three. So I do think Seattle takes game two.
Drake, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks again for giving us an update on the MLS Cup playoffs. Look forward to talking to you again next week, hopefully talking about a conference semifinal matchup for San Diego FC.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, hopefully it's going to be the Seattle Sounders. And in the meantime, I'm going to be watching my Ducks as we got a couple of Big Ten brawls against Iowa and Minnesota coming up later this month. So, but I guess go Horned Frogs as well.
Now we got a bye week. It's great. Can't lose on a bye week, Drake. It's the best news. Don't have to worry about that. Got to talk to you next week, Drake. That's the thing. It's good games coming up for the Frogs. And speaking of college football, and it is Halloween, we have to get to this, Frank. We have to get to the breakdown of candy by Mike Leach.
Yes.
Here's Mike Leach. Ha-ha! Pulled a fast one.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to lead into that a little bit more.
I mean, this is Mike Leach post-game, Mississippi State, you know, back in the, you know, a handful of years ago when they asked him about candy, and he's got a minute diatribe about the best Halloween candy.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Candy corn. I mean, I completely hate candy corn. when I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see. Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones. And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do. And then the latest, you know, there's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. And then, you know, they have those Nerds clusters, which is new.
The gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters is good. And then if you go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
Love it. Hopefully you'll get some of that next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Throwback to Mike Leach. Rest in peace.
Love it, love it. I'm going to save this so we have it every year.
Have it every year? He's a guy that loved gummy stuff, I guess. The Nerds clusters. Was from the top rope.
Who doesn't?
No Reese's love. The Almond Joy. That is an older person thing, yeah, for is, sure, that dude. Is the Almond Joys, really?
It's like a Werther's lover.
Nice. I will be consuming some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups tonight
at
some point.
Again, it's because I'm not old enough for this. If you're old enough in the chat, where do you get those strawberry, like the foil that looks like a strawberry, the hard candies?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Other than your grandparents' house, where do you actually like purchase those?
Yeah, during the holidays? It's like, I don't know. Who has those? I don't know.
Like where?
Woods loves Almond Joys. Of course he does. That just shows your age if you like Almond Joys.
Right. No, I know you get them at your grandparents' house, but where do you actually purchase them?
Walmart, bro. Dollar Tree? The dollar store?
Oh.
One says they sell them at Walmart.
Well, I guess now I know.
Now you know, hey. Now you know.
Now I know for when I'm older, go to Walmart, and then I could be every stereotypical old person.
And yeah, you can have it frozen like the gummy bears.
There.
David Vu. I love those strawberry things. We had a lot of gummy bear conversation today. We've now gone full circle.
They're good. Everybody. Who doesn't love a good Haribo gummy bear? Seriously.
I like gummy bears. Ask me anything about candy. I'll be consuming a Reese's tonight. At least one. Maybe two. Sometimes, we give out the king-size bar. I will grab the king-size Reese's and hide it somewhere.
There are times where I'll get the random Hershey bar every now and again. That's not a normal purchase.
Do you break it off and eat in little cubes, or do you eat a psycho?
No, why break the cubes?
Okay. I'm just asking. Putting gummy bears on ice cream and eating a Hershey's bar straight up. Psychotic.
This is the guy who's scared to get on a Boeing.
That's right. It's true. Talk to you guys next week. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, @BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at @B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.